Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Don Julin is considered to be one of the most accomplished mandolin players in the country, and you've probably already heard his work. He's had compositions on NPR, HBO, VH1, MTV, NBC, Showtime, Bravo, and National Geographic Explorer, just to name a few. Julin will headline the Americana Roots Festival in Marshall tomorrow night. Julin fell in love with the mandolin at age 19, but the instrument didn't always fit in with the kind of music he liked to play. Genres like jazz, rock, reggae, and electronica. In fact, just a few years after picking it up, Julin took a break from the mandolin to become a guitarist in his college band. But when he came back to the mandolin after college, he was determined to use it however he wanted.
Mandolin has always been my favorite instrument. It speaks to me in a way that a guitar or a banjo or a piano or a saxophone doesn't. And I really appreciate all those instruments. But for me, the one that works the best is mandolin. So I guess I've had the, been offered the challenge. Fit the mandolin into any style of music that you like. So I've spent the last 35 years trying to figure out how to use the mandolin in just about every style of music you can imagine.
To do that, Julin had to not only master the mandolin, but he also had to carefully study those genres. As a result, Julin is now a well-known teacher. He even wrote two books, Mandolin for Dummies and Mandolin Exercises for Dummies. I think most of us never even consider the people behind these books. How did you get into that?
I never considered the people behind these books until I got an offer to write one. That's how I got into it. I got an offer. My name came up in a global search of people who could possibly have the skill set and interest to do that. And one day I got an email from Wiley Publishing, who are the people who do the Dummies books, and just saying we're planning on producing Mandolin for Dummies, and we're looking for an author, and here's the qualifications, and would you be open to a phone call, and if it goes good, would you be open to, doing more? So it was about a three-month, vetting process. And at the end of that 3 months, they offered me a contract, and I spent the next year writing the book.
Though Julin is known for his eclectic style, he doesn't shy away from bluegrass either. He just recently ended a two-year collaboration with 20-something bluegrass guitarist William Apostle, also known as Billy Strings. Oh, got together after Strings moved to Traverse City, where Julin lives. Julin says he studied bluegrass before, but he never had the desire to play it regularly until Strings came along.
There isn't a whole lot of bluegrass bands or musicians in this part of the country. This far north in Michigan, it's kind of odd. And he brought a real traditional knowledge of that music that I really liked. And what I really liked about, even more than the traditional knowledge of the music, was that fiery punk rock edge that he brings to the whole thing. Which I guess is kind of back to how I like to blend a bunch of different elements together.
Aside from performances and teaching gigs, Julin has also licensed some of his music for TV and film. He says it's a good way to make some extra cash, But unfortunately, you don't always know where your songs will end up. Julian remembers one of the first times he heard his tune, Mr. Natural, on TV.
I was on my exercise bike in my basement, watching the news or some TV thing, you know, and just exercising away, and it cuts to a commercial, and I hear my song.
Julian says he was excited. His song on national television. But then he looked up at the screen.
And went, oh my God, my song is being used in a male enhancement product commercial.
Fortunately, Julian says he's had some better placements since then, like NPR's All Things Considered and The Kathy Griffin Show. He says his songs are also pretty popular on hunting and cooking programs. 3 years ago, his composition landed in the documentary Red Army about the Red Wings hockey team.
And I'm a huge Detroit Red Wings fan. And it's a story about how the Russians defected from Russia and came to play for the Red Wings in the late 80s and early 90s. And I had a piece from one of my albums used in that. So that's more like it.
Mr. Natural, the song on the offending commercial, is pretty well known. The title comes from the name of a counterculture comic book character created by Robert Crumb in the 1960s and 70s.
And there was a character in there called Mr. Natural that gave away all of his earthly belongings and stood on a street corner saying little tidbits of wisdom. And for these little tidbits of wisdom that he would hand out, people were supposed to give him tips or money, and that's how he was to survive in his world. So he would stand on the corner and say things like, "'Twas ever thus," and people would throw money in his cup, and that was his cartoon character, so I always just thought, what an interesting dude. So I wrote the song many years ago, and it just kind of had that feel. It's like, this is kind of slinky, it's kind of like a hippie would do, but it's kind of like this, and I just called it Mr. Natural, and that kind of has followed me around. That's one of my most popular tunes. It's been published in a few books, and other mandolin players around the country know it.
So what can we expect from Julian at tomorrow night's Americana Roots Festival? He says a little bit of everything.
Look for anything from bluegrass to jazz to maybe reggae or who knows. You know, I mean, these tunes kind of pull from all different areas. It's kind of improvisational music in that it's sort of like jazz where each player gets a chance to kind of interpret the tune how they like. But at the same time, it's not like jazz, like difficult to listen to jazz. This stuff's pretty easy to hear. You don't have to be a jazz scholar to understand what's going on.
Mandolinist Don Julian will headline the Americana Roots Festival tomorrow night at 7 at the Frank Center for the Arts in Marshall. We'll have a link to the full lineup and a longer interview with Julian on our website. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.